Report-bunch of malarkey, Robocall manipulates Joe Biden's voice. Tells recipients not to vote in NH primary. By Amy Furr on January 22, 2024. A robocall that reportedly manipulated President Joe Biden's D voice told recipients not to vote in the fast-approaching presidential primary, according to NBC News. The report noted the primary is on Tuesday. And following the apparent phone call, a prominent New Hampshire Democrat is gearing up to file a complaint with the state attorney general. The message reportedly says, "What a bunch of malarkey," then tells the listener to save their vote for November. Adding, "Voting this Tuesday only enables the Republicans in their quest to elect Donald Trump again. Your vote makes a difference in November, not this Tuesday." The outlet said the message shares a phone number to reach Kathy Sullivan, who is the leader of a super PAC backing the effort to get the state's residents to write in Biden's name in the primary. Multiple people on Sunday alerted her to the phone calls, but it was not immediately known what type of voters received the message. Although it is not yet known who is responsible for the calls, Sullivan claimed, "It's obviously somebody who wants to hurt Joe Biden. It appears that Biden's image and voice have been manipulated in the past due to developing technology that has many people concerned." Biden signed an executive order in October regarding artificial intelligence and also commented on the danger of deepfakes, for The Independent. He stated, "I've watched one of me. I said, when the hell did I say that?" In regard to New Hampshire, Governor Doug Burgum, RND, a former 2024 presidential candidate who is now supporting former President Donald Trump, recently told SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday, "This race for the nomination for the Republican Party should be over after New Hampshire." He also noted, "The sooner we can get everybody consolidated, the sooner we can start turning the corner, because this country can't take another 4 years of Joe Biden." On Sunday, Trump said he was very honored to have the endorsement of Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, after the governor chose to suspend his presidential campaign, Breitbart News reported. "I look forward to working together with him to beat Joe Biden, who is the worst and most corrupt president in the history of our country," he stated.